been for years, and there's nothing to suggest that we're going to change that. Part of the problem for the Northwest, in particular Donegal, is the fact that we're very peripheral. Saolta down in Galway don't really have any interest in us. They're only interested in increasing their own services in the Galway region. And the other problem we have is the proximity, excuse me, of the border to Derry, which means some political influence is trying to sort of have cross-border services, which really doesn't work, because even before Brexit it wasn't going to work, and I'm sure after Brexit it's going to be more difficult. So we're out on a limb, and we're going to suffer because of it.
But we're hearing calls from all the right places, from the consultants group, from groups that represent and speak on behalf of cancer patients and those that provide cancer care. We've got ministers based in the West and Northwest. It seems that we should all be on the same page and making a difference, but you're offering not much hope there.
No, I mean, we don't have enough political support up here. I mean, I'll give you an example, not just cancer, but say cardiac services. We have a coronary catheterization lab that comes a day or two every fortnight. And you get the likes of Waterford, who have one 9 to 5, and they want one 24 hours a day and another one 9 to 5. The Northwest has just lagged behind everybody in every service, and not just cancer services, but Galway basically want to do everything, and they want to build services there to the detriment of other hospitals. I mean, there's only so much money, and they spend it in Galway. There's none to spend in Donegal. I mean, the only reason we have a breast service is because there was major fight for it, what was it, 10 or 15 years ago. Otherwise, it was going to go. So, I mean, it's the breast service, to be honest, is in Donegal on sufferance from Saolta and various other groups. So that's the situation we're in. They don't really care about us, and our politicians have never done enough over the years to actually put...
Or seemingly, if you listen to the language told in relation to the delivery of services in the Northwest, that that's not going to happen, that it is geez for that anymore. Is that something we should be resisting?
Yeah. We can resist it all we like, unless we have some leverage, and that's the politicians. We have 5 politicians up here, and we've had ministers up here, but despite that, the hospital has been gradually run down. I mean, it's heading towards the stage where it will be a district hospital or a community hospital rather than hospital providing services. It's virtually impossible to recruit consultants. The Sláintecare care contract is not going to help that situation. And Letterkenny is always on the hind tit. And unless there is a major, major influx of cash and beds, you won't be able to attract people to work in the hospital. And if you can't attract the people to work in the hospital and good quality, well-trained people, your service is just going to gradually go downhill. And that's what I see happening in Letterkenny.